How you doing, guys?
Tom, would you talk about what happened at the end of the first half, what you were supposed to see or didn't see, or how you ended up in that situation?
On the intentional grounding?
Yeah, I mean, I know why you threw it away at the end, but obviously you want to get rid of it quicker. What wasn't there? And when it came down to it, it seemed like you had no choice. I mean, first of all, with 6 seconds enough time?
You know, we thought we could, you know, take a shot at a touchdown there, and, you know, I just got to throw the ball away a little bit closer to one of our guys. I think that's what it comes down to. So it's tough to give up 3 points. You know, we got a fortunate break on the, you know, punt snap, and just, you know, that's why we lose games, because you squander opportunities to score points.
But you had to be looking at the sidelines with that much time. Were guys covered? I mean, you're not trying to throw it over the middle, right?
You know, we had, you know, some different options on the route, and, you know, some guys were breaking inside. I just, you know, threw it a little too far over the middle. I just should have thrown a little more to the outside.
Are you stunned that with the level of execution you had, the opportunities that were out there to close it out, that you didn't
know? Well, I think we just got to do a better job, you know, when it counts. I think that, you know, we moved the ball up and down the field. You know, a lot of guys are making plays. A lot of guys made some really great plays. We just, you know, you have opportunity to score points. You know, we have an interception in the end zone on the throw to Wes. You know, we're driving the ball and throwing an interception to Sherman up the seam. And, you know, we, you know, make a play there at the end of the half to squander 3 points. And then you lose by 1 point. And you know, a lot of things that we could have done better that, you know, so we're really not in that situation. So, you know, we have to do a better job. Certainly, I have to do a better job.
Is there any, like, thought to maybe should take the three? Because I know you hate taking three. You always want to get seven. Is there any point where you're like, we should maybe, even with that 6 seconds, you're like, okay, let's get the three because three is still points on the board?
Sure, yeah. But, I mean, that's my responsibility to take care of the football and do some good with it. I mean, when the play comes in from the sideline, certainly they're not thinking that, you know, we're going to have intentional grounding. You know, they're trust me to be smart with the ball and to get three at worst. And, you know, I just made a bad play.
Now with the defensive pressure that they can put on you, does it feel more like things that they did or things that you didn't do?
Well, they're a good defense. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I think they've, you know, they can rush the passer. They've been doing that all season. They cover well. You know, we had quite a few yards. You know, we moved the ball up and down the field at times. Just, like I said, really squandered some scoring opportunities. And, you know, that was what the game came down to. You know, you come down to a one-point game and opportunity in the red area for a touchdown. We had a few other opportunities for put points on the board, and we just didn't do it.
Tom's team starting to show a tendency not to be able to really put their foot on the gas at the end of the game and put a team away. How do you fix that this far into the season?
Well, we did it last week against Denver, so I thought we, you know, we made some plays there at the end of the game last week to do it. You know, we just didn't do it this week. So, you know, we're 3-3. You know, obviously it's not a very good record. You know, played some tough games on the road. We've showed a lot of toughness, and we just have to execute better. I think that's what it comes down to.
Tom, what adjustments in the second half defensively?
I'm not sure. I'll have to wait and see the film. I'm not sure.
Is that a learned skill, closing out games? Because obviously you played, you know, 60 now. There's times when you can close out with no problem. There's times when you were a new group here where this game we can point to and say they had an opportunity to close it out offensively. Is it a learned skill, that mindset?
You know, we talk about it and we try to execute it, and you know, today we just didn't get it done. So we had some chances there, you know, with the ball and opportunities. We had one first down. We just needed another one, and we didn't get it. So, you know, you give them the opportunity. They return a, you know, punt to midfield, and they make a great play on the touchdown, and we have a chance, and we don't do anything with it. So, you know, I thought we squandered quite a few opportunities today, and certainly we all have to do a better job. And it starts with me.
There seem to be as many or maybe more mental mistakes as physical mistakes, which when you talk about the Patriots seems both rare and unusual. Is my perception wrong, or if not, what do you think the reason for that is?
I'm not sure, you know, the mental mistakes. I mean, I think the play there at the end of the half was a mental mistake. You know, I think that's football. You know, you make mistakes in the game. It's certainly not a game of perfect, but I think you have to overcome whatever mistakes you make and do enough to win the game. And, you know, today we didn't do enough to win the game. So, you know, it's very frustrating. We played some very good football today at times. Obviously, it's just not good enough over the course of a game to come out, you know, on the winning end.
You've said in the past that you don't want to be slammed at 60 times a game. I think you were near that number today. If that's the case, is that usually a bad sign for the offense?
I think we had a lot of plays today. This is a team that really forces you to throw the ball based on, you know, some of the schemes that they play. But, you know, whatever we do, we have to do it effectively and efficiently, whether that's run it or throw it. And we had some real good run plays in there. You know, we had some good pass plays in there. You know, I thought there was just more in the running game and there was more in the passing game that we didn't have. And, you know, that's why you come up 1 point short.
Tom, much has been made this week about this being your first time playing in Seattle. And you made some comments earlier this week about the crowd. What did you notice about the crowd today? Did it influence anything at all?
Well, you know, the opponent was the Seahawks, so it wasn't, you know, the crowd or the weather or the refs. It was the Seahawks, and, you know, we lost to a good football team, and they certainly play well at home, and, you know, we had an opportunity, and we just didn't take advantage of it.
How would you rate this defense among the defenses you've faced
so far? Seattle's?
Yes, sir.
I mean, they're a good defense. I think they really force you into making good plays, and when we made them today, we did a good job, and when we made bad plays, you know, they take advantage of them. So, well, they have a good secondary, they have a good pass rush. They're obviously a very good team, and they're playing well.
Your final question, guys?
There are a few on the throats in the second half. How big a factor did the weather play in that?
You know, it's you know, I wish I just executed better, to tell you the truth. I don't think about the weather much. You know, I just try to go out there and do my job as best I can. And obviously the throws that were underthrown, I wish I did a better job, you know, putting it where the guy could catch it. Thank you.